time. I have said this many and many and many a times about fans. Every time when an artist, okay, I'll give you an example. Jean Grey, right? Because I was just seeing like this YouTuber, dope YouTuber. He makes dope videos about underground rappers, right? Talking about Jean Grey. And Jean Grey is like the Erykah Badu of the underground, right? So I remember I've been listening to Jean Grey since like 2008 when I was deep into the underground scene, like old school underground, not this shit that you hear that these niggas call underground. So anyway, because it's not underground, it's not. These niggas just, today's underground just mimicking what is hot. And on top of the fact, it's being controlled by independent radio stations that have industry connects. You have too many people, you know, on SoundCloud telling artists to dumb down their lyrics or make songs for the charts. That's not the underground I grew up on. The underground I grew up on was the complete opposite of that. And every fan was on, and the fans were even as consistent because they didn't fucking want artists to make anything poppy. Nowadays, with independent radio stations and all of that, they are telling artists to make songs for the fucking goddamn charts. That's what I'm talking about. So back to what I'm saying, man. So I'm looking at Jean Grey and the documentary, and interestingly enough, right, she has always grown her sound, right? She's like, ever since, she's been growing her sound. It's not just like some, not just boom bappy rappity rap. She can spit that, and she stopped rapping like monotone, like y'all would call monotone, right? Now in her newer song, she's rapping more like this, and she's just using her fucking vocal pitches and rapping like this, right? Now, mind you, those are the things that a lot of people would tell me to do. Hey, man, you know, play with your flows, play with your flows. But to some fans, it's different because particular artists can do that. But again, when you have control over your music, right? Fans get attached to one particular sound of you and they don't want you to leave. They don't want you to leave. They're like, bro, I like this sound of you. Please don't leave. Please, please don't do nothing different. Please, please. Like they're desperate. Like, please, please. Even Dorky does this. When I send songs where I'm rapping in a unique way and not rapping boring, cause it is boring. No, man, go back to your old flow. I hate fans like that. I really do. Because if a label's not controlling you, these fans are. You see what I'm saying? And I remember this one comment that's coming. I just read it on the video. It says, Jean Grey's last album was genius. After that, she became trash. Notice how fans start calling you trash after you start experimenting and rapping different. Ever notice that shit? You know, you found a groove, even though it's not really a unique groove. Like me hopping over Boom Bap right now. I just bought me a sample pack from Create League, which is pretty much if Godzilla had an album produced by Dilla. Okay, that's unique, but it's not. It's just that is a grimy boom bappy drums with a Dilla sound. And me rapping on some boom, and me rapping boom bappy shit. It's unique, it's not. It's the only thing that makes it unique, it has a Dilla-isk sound, and Dilla is very, very loved. So of course, if you're a J Dilla fan that likes boom bappy rap, and I hop on these beats rapping in a typical boom bappy fashion, it's fire. It's not. I mean, it's easy peasy. But nigga, I'd be asking, why am I really making what I want to make? Or I'm just making shit to just make a particular core of fans happy? Because when I stopped making what I was, because remind you, back in 2018, 19, I was making what I wanted. And even with me making these type of music, it's still a problem because now you're being too different. It's not for the charts. Again, this goes back to what I'm talking about. Underground back then didn't care about charts. You go on SoundCloud, upload a song, or get feedback on a song with feedback function. I don't get it now, but let my fucking name grow on SoundCloud. Let that shit go over 100,000K and watch me get the exact same comments that I get on a feedback function. You know? So anyway, it's just stupid. So when I see, that's a notice, when an artist is making the same shit that fans are used to hearing, because mind you, it's not, you can't be unique. You have to make shit that's familiar to the fans. You can't be coming out making anything crazy and weird, because guess what? What the fuck is this? Right? Fans are scared of change, not even a growth thing. Like, no one doesn't want to hear something they've never heard before. It is lying to you. They just want unique faces in an already like crowded, boring genre anyway. That's why you got motherfuckers on TikTok saying how rap is so boring. Lyrical rappers are so boring. But ain't it kind of funny? Like I told you, look at Jean Grey. Jean Grey was rapping like a boring rapper, rapping very monotone and boom, and you know, on her older shit, like Genius. And then, you know, when she starts playing with her fucking vocal inflections and rapping like this and really just letting loose. Ain't that what the fuck y'all fans be telling artists, lyrical artists to do? Let loose, have fun with your, like, half, you know, charisma, half character with your voice. And then Jean Grey does it. And I'm seeing a whole bunch of fans saying she gotten trash ever since after Genius. Now, imagine me doing that. You know what? That happens when you start ignoring your fans. I mean, your core fans who only like but one particular sound. You gotta understand, them niggas are holding you, them fans are holding you back from being truly you. They'll try to flip it and say, no, show us your real talent, you know, show us your real talent. You know, I know you'd like to experiment, but show us who you really are by making the exact same shit. No, you got it backwards. I'm not showing you who I really am by making the exact same shit. I'm not showing you my true potential by making shit that's too predictable. Here's a boom bappy beat. Here's a fucking soul sample. Oh, this one has a beat that sounds like Jay Dilla produced for Godzilla. That's so unique. When it's really not. Like, anyone can make a mix of that. It's not really that unique. It's not. And it's not, I mean, okay, fine, but let's talk about the vocal performance. If I'm sitting over here rapping the exact same way I've been rapping since you know me, there's nothing unique about it. Okay, my consistency stuff. Okay, but still, where is the character and the voices when you're rapping? So, oh yeah. So when you don't have that, then it's like, oh, well, it's just typical delivery, typical mic sense, nothing special. Literally is nothing special. See, the thing about it is fans don't make that shit special until you as an artist start doing something completely left. Then your old shit is special, hence I miss the old you. You see what I mean? They want you to do that on purpose. They want you to do that on purpose. Even though they seem scared, like, oh, I'm scared when a rapper changes their sound. No, you want them to. Just so you can value the older sound. But it is what it is.